This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, January 12th. Well, cattle market's not quite ready to give up yet. We came down and tested the December lows in live cattle, tested last week's lows in feeder cattle, and the market snapped back pretty hard yesterday. An impressive reversal back up and showing signs of good solid support. We'll see if we get some follow through. If we don't get some follow through, then we're probably going to see, and especially if we start to take out those lows that have held this last couple days, then I think you see some momentum to the downside. But for now, those lows are holding. In the cash markets, we are starting to see some trade break loose in the Fed cattle, trading around 137, which is down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 217 is down 3 from last week. Box beef values were higher. Choice was up 218 at 278. Select was up 213 at 269. The spread gained 5 cents at 959. Movement was 150 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 227,000 head. That is up 3,000 from last week, but it's down 5,000 from last year. So we've definitely slowed down in the slaughter pace. Last week we had a very slow start. We seemed to catch up. Now it looks like again this week we have a relatively slow start. Normally we'd be at around 250,000 by now. So we're still running about 20,000 short of what the average would be. The feeder cattle index was up 26 cents. We're sitting at 162.24. So I think, today I would expect to be fairly quiet, waiting for the crop reports to come out and getting a sense of direction, at least for corn. I think feeders will react pretty strongly to whatever the corn is doing if you get some big moves going. We are looking for some production declines in South America. We'll see if USDA gives that very much. Surely they would do it for Brazil. Brazil themselves did it yesterday. Argentina has yet to really draw down their production estimates, but it's pretty intense drought going on down there across most of Argentina and southern Brazil. So surely that's going to eventually start to show up in the production estimates and in more of a price action. We've seen some price rallies related to that, but we've also seen the market remove some of that weather premium here over the last few days. And feeders have responded positively to that. So we'll wait and see what the crop reports bring us, and that'll help drive direction for the cattle complex. Other than that, we're still looking at record high beef prices and what are consumers going to respond to that as we are now past the holidays. And we've still got the COVID issues affecting the packing plant capacity. That's kind of the big reason why cash prices are weaker, why you're seeing the slaughter rate slow down. We just don't have the labor showing up for their jobs. And it just seems to be an issue that just cannot get resolved. So, if that continues, obviously you're going to start backing up some serious numbers, and that's going to put pressure on the market and widen out those swings with the box beef moving higher and yet cash prices moving lower. That's something we've seen time and again. It appears to be happening again. So hopefully we can get this behind us. But until, COVID is quashed, I think we're going to just continue to run into all kinds of issues. And this is clearly one of the bigger ones. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.